Foundational Arts Media.
A fan podcast.
Dear spirits, whoa.
No lyrics.
Fuck.
Lyric songs out.
I run it back.
All right. Dear spirits, this is for a more hallowed haven. For all the young ghouls at home, please be advised. Holy shit, what a different vibe change. I'm a player in the stars.
It's mysterious. Sup, fam? My name is Paul Zachariah, and I'll be playing the warlock and sorcerer, Mr. Hall.
And I have a player in the cosmos.
Hi, everyone. My name is David, and I play Durgash the Thrower. The Thrower Offer.
Oh, I didn't like how your hands were in that. You're
the
like
dropper?
You're like twisting them around like weird.
Dropping the kids off at the pool. That's what he was doing.
You were dropping the
tosser. The tosser over.
Yeah.
What else? What else could it be?
No, what does he toss?
No. What does he toss?
I wonder what he tosses. Does it have ranch in it?
Is it sour?
Is it served on a mouth that's
all
broken?
Your biscuits off the edges into the water.
That's
he gets
right.
them wet. He gets them soggy.
Soggy. Soggy. Dripping.
Durgash the soggy biscuit.
Sopping. God damn.
Ouch. And together, we'd like to welcome you back to the fun show where we're making it up as we go. That's the fun show.
Locked in.
Wow, I was locked in.
Locked in.
Last time.
Drift compatible.
Do you want the good news or the bad news first, fam? The Red Daughter tried to sate their thirst. You'd think our luck was cursed. We did our best to stop them. Durgash straight up dropped them. Big Jimbo rocked and bopped them. Serenesis invoked the trial. Mr. Hall is in denial. She knew that Lilu is vital. We did everything in our power, left in a state of glower. Big Kahuna lives pelagic, bittersweet as we leave to continue the odyssey by magic.
The slant rhyme then is good. That's good. Last time on Odyssey by Magic, as lovely recapped by a lovely Paul Zachariah.
Thanks, fam.
They survived. Docker Isles was under siege by the Order of the Red Daughter, however vastly overmatched and overpowered. Serenesis, seeing the only way out, was invoking the trial of the dragon, I'm so sorry, to which the sisters Maldova and Carcinon and the rest of the order hold very dear. Now, aboard the plane heading to Phaenaxum, she pleads with Durgash to find her and save her when he can.
Oh yeah.
And that's where we are now. A broken in my head canon, this is what happens. Serenesis pleading, eyes, find me when you can. Durgash, okay. Ghost turns around, high fives, Big Jimbo, broken hand. And Lilu going, oh.
It's not head canon, man. That's canon.
That's true. Benefits of being DM. I can just say whatever I want. But that's where we are.
Oh my God.
Some time passes. We're actually going to go and start with Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall, you see the submarines, they retreat, and see that the Big Kahuna is
seething, bro. It takes everything to like hold back. And I don't even know what's happened. I don't know why they're turning away, but like part of me is like there something happened on the shore. That's it. That's all I know.
Yes. You are now in the water with the Big Kahuna. What do you do? What do you say?
I look at the Big Kahuna. I try to assess if he's like bloodied or not. Like a medicine check or something?
No roll required. You think they did some damage, but this dude's like a mythic creature. Like the damage that they would have done has been a lot more. There had to be, you know, it was more
like he'll recover kind of.
Oh yeah, he'll recover fine. Okay. It's more like they scraped his knee, and it's like, all right,
okay,
buddy.
Okay,
all right, buddy.
So it wasn't that serious.
If it got
it saw, it seemed pretty serious at the time.
The main thing is like if you let it keep happening, if you weren't able to find them, you know.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. What do I do out here? Gee. I try to surf underwater.
Go ahead and give me a performance on a hand.
Performance?
Whatever.
Can I have help from Phoebe?
Yeah, acrobatics, I think, and we did it with expertise.
Yes, there was the acrobatics for surfing. I didn't know if that was going to change underwater. Acrobatics, and then it's double my proficiency.
Yeah.
Right, so that's plus 3 acrobatics plus proficiency doubled would be plus 8. So that's a plus 11. 13 or 7. 13 plus 11, 24.
Are you able to paddle through and kind of surf through the undercurrent as the Picuna's like whipping around the force behind? You're kind of riding those as you kind of make your way. But yeah,
I'm trying to get in tune and attune, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. Since I'm already out here and I'm in the flow state and I've got nothing that I can direct this, nothing I can directly do about the submarines right now. If I try to attack, they'd probably again attack in kind, right? Like they're only stopping because Serenesis asked, pretty much.
Yeah, well, I know that's a poor idea.
I know it's a poor idea to attack them at this moment. If they turned away without a second thought, of course they would unleash Armada upon me if I did. So he's gonna direct that energy into learning to like surf underwater and get in the flow and then get in tune and attune.
So you start surfing through and you very much just
A chaos card, just says sexy pillow fights on it.
You do that and you're trying to decipher what does that mean as you're like swimming, basically riding the whirlpool.
What kind of omen is that?
riding the whirlpool around the big kahuna as you're attuning to him. And you're just kind of just making your peace of everything that's kind of just been going on to the point where you just feel like movement as you're like kind of flow stating. The big kahuna's like basically like transporting you slowly back to the shore.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's at this moment, switch back to over to Durgash. Durgash, you have this. What you see that Blackbeard comes up and he's like, "Oh, dude, we did it. We survived." I mean, your friend Serenesis, I mean, I don't know what she did, but she said something.
Yeah, no. We gotta get everyone situated first. You know, I'm sure you guys lost a lot of your traders and surfers and who else lives here, but
it happens.
Yeah,
you know. We'll hold a funeral.
Yeah. No, we kind of need to recoup. There's a lot of shit. I think at this point, do I have any way to communicate with Lumos to see if he's all right where he is now?
The car is there, so you can take the teleportation to run through.
I think that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take. Yes, I'm going to take Big Jimbo and Lilu with me, and we're going to...
Go ahead and give me a medicine check.
Oh, yeah. How is Lilu doing?
Lilu is passed out from pain, but it does... Her wound is different. Whatever wound that she had taken from them, it is not healing like how...
I've seen her heal,
also how you heal, you know. It's not like something where it's like, oh, that was a wound. Like, no, there was like, it's almost like it was a poison tip blade or something.
Okay. She needs help. She needs help. If you guys, Blackbeard, if you have anyone who you think could help with this, feel free to send them on up. But in the meantime, we've got to get ready and plan for the next thing. We're going to need to rescue our pal here, Serenesis. And from what I heard, she was invoked some sort of trial of the dragon I don't know what that means. It was big enough to call off the entire attack. So I don't know. But I know that we have 4 days until whatever is going to happen happens. So 4 days to get to where we need to go. They kind of said where it was going to happen, but like, I don't exactly.
So
Phaenaxum
would know. So, Phaenaxum. So you would know that's one of the planets. That's where the Order of the Red Daughter would subside.
Okay.
And like, and I'm not going to mully it with a bunch of like small talk. Like Lumos would know this. Like okay. Lumos would tell you that Phaenaxum is where the Order of the Red Daughter subsides. Also,
Phaenaxum, you said?
Phaenaxum, yes. Phaenaxum. So there's more stuff about it, and you'll learn more. But as of right now, we're under damage control, right?
Yeah.
You see a lot of people are coming out. They're kind of tending to the wounded because this battle was fast and quick. Like, these people came in like shadows in the night. Literally came in, started stabbing people left and right. Very quiet. Like, you're starting to see, like a good portion of Dakra, the city of Dakra, a lot of their fighters, they did like fall, but you didn't even know. Like, it was so fast. Like,
yeah,
the car bomb hit and you took a dent to their forces, but a lot came up, and at that point it was open rain. But
yeah, I'm also going to give Blackbeard a chip with credits on it. I'm gonna give him 10,000 credits and be like, use this to rebuild, pay for funerals, pay out whoever else is still here, look after your town and all that.
He appreciates the offer, and he thanks, and he's like, listen, like, understand, if it wasn't for you, we would not be here.
I know.
Understand that, you know, Durgash, the wet biscuit, I think that's what you're saying in your heart. I don't know what that means.
Who told you that? Who told you that? No, I never said that.
Hey, a little kid was saying it to me, and I was like, that's crazy, but I mean...
Where are they? Where? Who?
It's a little kid.
Who's talking shit?
Who's talking shit?
Whoa, David, Durgash the wet biscuit.
Tosser. I'm the tosser of wet biscuits. Get it right. No, anyways.
Dear guys, Blackbeard is like, that happened. Okay. I didn't expect that to actually really have any kind of real consequences, but okay.
Yeah.
But
he's going to be a nemesis from now on.
We'll rebuild. We'll rebuild. And
honestly, I'm Incrediboy.
I'm Incrediboy. Go home, buddy.
I work alone.
My name is not Buddy.
It's at this time that, Mr. Hall, you realize you made your way back to Dakra after going outside.
I'm gonna keep swimming until I'm fully tuned in. And I think being under the water so much, there's a little bit of water that got into my sinuses and drained out as like boogers. And so Phoebe, as we're like surfing, just slurps one of those up.
Yeah, wonderful.
I mean, if she drinks saliva and blood, she tries a lot of weird shit.
She does sniff up one of those boogers, and it's and you just like you just
she coughs a little bit.
Yeah, she coughs underwater, so she chokes a little bit, and then she goes back. But yeah, I guess my ask is like, what are you trying to accomplish in tuning? Let's say you are tuned in. Time has passed where you're fully tuned in.
I'm trying to attune to the deck. I'm pulling out these chaotic cards. And using them to my advantage.
I see. Okay. Sorry, DM did not understand where you're trying to go. But I'm going to say within the time, you have attuned. You draw a card, and this final card that you see it's almost like you pull it. It's a little bit more, it's like crystalline.
No,
don't want to even look at it. It's crystalline as the energy from the Sword of Omens kind of strikes it. And it's at this moment the Big Kahuna sees it. And like there's a moment of like calm shores and water where the Kahuna just stops, right? And the sea kind of like starts to subside a little bit. It's very still torrential, but like way less.
Oh, yeah.
And there's this thought process where there the big kahuna, like, Kranos, like, imparts old memories. Like, it's like a footprint where you see like, you're in this headspace, you're in the shadows, and you just see, like, different people with this stone. And you see, like, older heroes from the past. Like, you see people have it as the sword it once was, right? You have someone have it as a shield as they glare at the enemies and, like, punch them in the face. And you even see some people have it as a pendant as they cast spells. So this thing is not new. It's not new that it becomes transformed into something. But you can tell it's like attuned to you as it has finally taken shape. It is this crystal special red crystalline card that crackles with lightning as you draw it. For you to kind of have it, all it takes is like just like a simple something, like you call upon it. Like, it goes in the deck and it becomes indistinguishable.
It's like one of the heart of the cards.
Yeah.
It's pulled when it's needed. Yeah.
It's indistinguishable from the rest of the cards, but as soon as you pull it and you look at the face, you know it's that one. Like, it has the eye and everything.
The
so
eye
like
of Thundera.
You can go. Mm-hmm.
Sick.
But it's the moment in time you have finally have attuned to all of it. And you gain this, like, enlightenment, and almost, like, you start to see more than you've seen before. Like, you're noticing things that you haven't seen. So,
Did you always have that hairline? I just don't remember your hairline being that luscious.
You see that...
Jimbo, are you using, like, some hair cream or something?
Oh, you noticed. I have. I've been growing it. I've been bald for so long. But
yeah,
you see tiny little stubbles. Like, follicle stubbles. You kind of, as you make your way to shore, he pulls you up, broken arm.
Was your arm always broken like that?
No. This is brand new, and I feel like I have to ask, please stop grabbing the broken arm. It's so
my
painful.
Bad, my bad. I could get up myself. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. In fact, can I heal him, or is he like...
It's more like a grievous injury. Like, it's more some like.
Can I do a medicine check to set it?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, help the healing.
Yeah.
And like, Phoebe. I don't think she knows
what she's doing medically.
No,
so what she. No, you actually. I'm gonna say you roll straight only because you have to push Phoebe away from pecking at the bones.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She tried to taste the bones. Oh yeah, Phoebe. I dismiss her.
Yeah. She's like.
Medicine check.
Marrow, you know,
what is that? Plus medicine. That would be 13.
It's enough to where you're able to kind of set it right. You're like, you take the forearm and you just like the bone. You just like twist it, set it right. Oh yeah, so it's really painful. Then you take the hand and then like with a little bit
pressure,
of like just pressure, like, just
thunk,
just
yeah.
And then he's like, and then you take, like, someone offers a cloak or something.
I splint it up with, like, a stick or something.
Oh, yeah. You splint it up.
Tie it up.
There.
That should, you know, at least hopefully it heals right now. I don't think I can accelerate that process, Jimbo. How's the car looking?
Oh, burst into tears.
Oh, man. I'm so
sorry,
Jimbo.
The car's fucked up, man.
Oh,
the car's fucked up, man.
Fuck.
These pieces, they come off, but they don't go back on.
Yeah, I just... It was like a last ditch effort. I thought I was gonna die, so I was like,
"Damn,
might as well try."
No, good try, buddy. That's valid. That's
We're
valid.
Proud of you.
Yeah,
I check in with everybody, I guess.
I honestly, right? I'll say that I've probably already teleported up with Lelou up to the ship.
Yeah, yeah. I think get to shore, come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the move.
Yeah.
All right.
It's at this time I'll say you guys take a well-deserved long rest.
There it is.
It's a cool long rest, man.
You see that there's like light celebration and light mourning, but like there's celebration that people that we serve that the Dakra Isles the Doc sorry Dakra has survived. Poor Dakra has survived the onslaught. I'm gonna say to you, as well as this is happening, there's a little bit of melancholy just kind of dwelling because, like, this very well could have been your situation, but alas, like with everything that happened, it just wasn't in the cards. And you see that Lumos kind of comes over and in the ship, and he's like, I'm sorry I didn't know. Like, I should have seen this coming.
How could any of us?
How could any there, of us?
In fact, there's only
one person.
The one person
who was
part
of
like, yeah, I was literally about to say.
Maybe okay, well, maybe there was a chance that we as a group could have known, but as I feel like us here as individuals, I'd say we're fine.
Everybody did their best, can't ask more. But at the same time, as cold as she was sometimes, I miss her. You know, it's not the same on the ship.
I know, but...
I don't know her.
Who was she, even? You know, like, she
I mean,
was
let's
kind
go
of a
fucking
mystery.
Save her. Fuck those red fucking sisters or whatever.
Give me some time. I can dig up and see anything. But all I know is that I reckon...
Did they all actually leave the ship, though?
Just to key you in on some information. So specifically, when she was about to die, last case scenario, she invoked the trial of the dragon, and the person said that whatever it was is going to happen in 4 days in Phaenaxis.
You see Lumos like
sounds like a canon event
float, and there as he's trying to think. There. Out of everyone, Ski pops up and goes, "Holy shit!
You're alive!
I am.
Good to see you.
Where were you? What were you doing during the battle?
I got knocked out.
Oh,
he lifts up his shirt. Knocked. There's a huge stab wound.
Yeah, you're the gonna same, want to join Lilu in the med bay.
Same stab wound that Cerenesis had.
Okay,
so the person came in and just, you know, to decide. I'm tough. Shot. I am tough. He's stable.
You are.
I am
you tough.
Yeah.
You're
you
my tough right. tough bug. My tough stink bug.
Who's our tough bug?
Skeeve goes, "This is a weird place to be right now. I appreciate you guys scaring me, but I'm not a dog."
Fair enough. Yeah, you're a bug.
I am
what
a bug.
What are you talking about?
Thanks.
Not a dog.
The trial of the dragon. Oh, okay. So, a little bit of background. The Order of the Red Daughter, it is headed by the Dragon Mother. Dragon Mother is the figure that ascends from all that descends, basically leading the order, utilizing the power of Susie, Phaenix, all of that.
I thought she was
controlled into one. It is passed from mother to daughter, or by Trial of the Dragon. However, Trial of the Dragon only really happens if there's a claim enough to substantiate. They don't let any commoner do it. So Cerenesis plays a bigger piece of this puzzle than we know for her Trial of the Dragon to even be realized.
Obviously. I feel like,
it's almost like she's in some sort of prison camp right now.
I don't know, man.
It sounds like she's being imprisoned.
Yeah.
Right? Unless she beats the trial?
I think it's more. It has to be more complicated than that. These people could have ended us so fast, but they held off. Obviously, understanding the job, there are certain risks that you take, but it's a city versus an empire. Why did they have to take so much care in sending all these specialists in? Sister Carcinon, Sister Moldova. These people are people that topple governments.
Yeah, what do they actually want?
And I almost killed one of them.
With not only the
You did?
Yeah, yeah. I broke her arm off, and then I threw her down into the water. Someone else ended up, jumping in to save him. But I was about to throw them off again, and that would have gotten them. They would have...
You know, you amaze me every day. And Lumos goes... It just, almost passes out from sheer no way you did that. Zero.
Through transitive property, violence? I technically can also topple empires now.
Nice. So,
that's how that works.
Yeah, exactly how that works.
A equals B equals C, baby.
That's right. Lubos goes, "I'm so glad that you're on our side." I'm so glad you're on our side.
You're welcome. So I would say that there are besides them trying to take the fucking beast for themselves, they were also trying to get Lilu, who was in the med bay just trying to heal up right now, there's complications there too. I don't know if Lumos, if you could do a scan, and
Mr. Hall, take a look.
Yeah,
I have greater restoration equipped. I don't know if that would help at all.
Worth a try. It's worth a try.
Skeeves gets very serious. Like, did any of you talk about it? Like, did any of you talk about, like, Lumos too? Lumos is like, yeah, like,
no,
there's no way. Like, there's no way.
Nobody said anything about Lilu.
Big Jimbo goes,
I swear to God, Big Jimbo. God damn it, Big Jimbo.
Okay. Hear me out.
I just walk away to the med bay. I walk away to the med
bay. Hear me out, though. Hear me out. Like, nope. I just said, you know, like, we're sailing stars, saving magic, and then that's all I said. That's all I said. Saving Nick's energy. That's all I said, because I was the path of the old Nick's. That's all I said.
Big Jimbo, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I just need to leave the room right now.
Disappointed.
I just need to leave the room right now. Door closes. Ah! Screaming
damage
on the other side.
Skeeve holds a gun to Big Jimbo. I was like, why?
Big Jimbo. Hey, you have no lines in this fucking play, okay? yeah, really? You're going to say, what happened with all the gambling? What happened with all that gambling?
Look around, Durgash. What do we have?
Yeah, oh, what do we have because of us?
Who had the opportunity? I have four arms. I can point my guns multiple directions. Lubos is like, okay, everyone, let's just take a moment.
All right, look, I'm not angry. And then he walks out of the room too.
There's just a lot of toppling, like two opposite rooms of the command deck, and you guys go to the books on opposite side corners. Flipping shit over.
All right, let's all reconvene at the med bay.
Okay, more time passes. You guys are at the med bay. You see that Blackbeard has sent some clerical figures, but they are perplexed. They like look at her and like, they have a hard time understanding what she is, but one thing they do understand is that the wound is it had to have been magically poisoned. So there was some kind of curse that is very strong curse that was bestowed upon her to where it's just not healing.
Would you say it's like a debilitating effect?
It's like,
it might, if it's a curse, that might need a full dispel curse, or a dispel magic might do it too.
It's almost like, I'm going to say, like, without a shadow of a doubt, like, this is like hefty magic you're messing with. Like, it's almost like someone cast a wish spell into a blade and then stuck it into Lilu. So it's
curse
like
of MacGuffin.
Yeah, no. It's more like this curse can't be broken like that. It has to be broken either by the person who put it in there or by some insane feat of magic.
But it is a curse.
It is a curse.
Okay. Greater Restoration covers curses and including the target's attunement to a cursed magic item.
Do you want to try it?
I would love to try it.
Okay. Let's go try it. Give me a Arcana check.
Arcana check.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Do I have Phoebe help?
I'm going to say...
I could help. Lumos
I'm going to say Lumos will help you.
All right.
That makes more sense. I'm going to say Lumos will help you. If anything, this... Yep. If you want... tell me what your role is, and we're going to see how to break. The higher that you succeed, the better outcomes will go.
Okay.
But... Yeah. If you don't pass the initial threshold, then it just doesn't break.
My addition to Arcana is +5. That'll be a 17. And since this is an ability check, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have rested, I'm going to use Favored by the Gods to add 2d4 before we decide anything here. What is that? So +4 total. So 17 +4 is 21.
This is a lengthy process, but as you kind of go, you're kind of going through, and as you feel like the energy as you're trying to dispel it, it's like unweaving a tapestry. Like it's so, but it takes a very long time until like you're kind of like walking through, like it's almost like this thing is like it's cursed magic, but you feel just this insane level of like malicious intent and almost like this immense suffering, like the suffering of thousands compressed into a single wound, where every like thread that you unweave, more just keeps unraveling, and it just keeps getting worse.
I keep at it.
And worse.
It, however long it might take, if it's days,
you are going to be there for days, the way it takes. So I will say,
the muscle car can wait. This is
priority. I will say,
how many days? Because we only have the 4 days.
I'm going to say you can. Here's the crossroads that you have.
All right. Yeah.
With a 21, you are able to complete it in the span of 2.
All right.
In 2 days.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Right. It takes a day's travel to just get to Phinaxim through your ship, right?
Takes 1 day.
So it takes a day. So you can kind of alternate this. However, in doing that, though, the more that it unravels, you might have to keep checking and keep, because you're holding on at it, you might have to keep.
You handle this. We'll get the ship where it needs to go. We'll handle other details.
That sounds good. Yeah.
You're going to have to keep holding on, right? So that means you just can't pilot the ship.
Yeah.
Right?
That tracks. Okay. And I don't think it would be considered like a light activity thing.
Oh, either. No, this is not heavy. No, this would be very tenuous.
Very involved.
Before we leave, would I be able to hire a more semi-permanent crew, just people who we...
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm so glad you asked, bro.
There, without a shadow of the doubt, like, Blackbeard comes through. He understands what's kind of going on, and they are indebted to you. So there is a crew about, like, 50 people that come along with you, and they're like, you know, they don't want to take pay. They don't want to take anything. They're like, you know, it's like...
Guys,
fathers
we
and
can
mothers
still pay you. Like we get it. You want it, but like you can still. We have the money. We have the. You don't need
we'll
to worry about
the money in the ship, so you guys can live better lives.
All right, you know
we adhere to the Wet Biscuit.
Who's
Captain Wet Biscuit?
Captain Wet.
Where the fuck is that kid?
You see the
he runs
door,
away into the air vents.
He's
of the
what's
ship.
It called? The What's it, the escort ship goes, and you see the kid in the...
Cut to the side of a bridge, just...
No, but it's at this time, do you guys make your way to Phinaxim? Is there anything else you wanted to conclude
is there
here?
Anything else that we want to conclude here?
You hired
is
people.
Is there anything that you needed to do with the kahuna?
Well, I did what I wanted to do, but also... I'm not exactly sure where I stand with my patron. You know, I'm taking time to observe rituals as the game is afoot, as things start and happen. I just try to get in touch with the celestial patron. Just say, hey, I'm out here trying my best. I'm not sure if you're even going to hear this message. And I kind of pour my heart out, almost like an audio journal.
Mm-hmm.
Just update them on what's going on. And so basically, I literally am journaling in my pack book, and I cast sending basically to the patron.
There are moments where you're kind of going through and you're explaining everything that just happened and honestly filling them in on a lot of like, hey, like, I remember now. Hey, I understand what's going on. Hey, I remember you. I know this feels weird because I was... long gone, but here I am now. Here I am, here I stand. I am
I respect the old ways.
Yeah, respect the old ways.
I may have forgotten you, but I haven't forgotten what you're about.
There's a moment of acceptance and forgiveness. Also, there's a moment of like you get a sense of calm. Like you understand that he knows that you had to commune with other divinities, but he's not a jealous god. He's not a wrathful god. He's very much like, hey, man, it's cool. Don't worry. You get the sense of being watched. He's watching you. Even though his magic is not as great as some of the major gods in the pantheon, he still has some pull. So, you know, like the gentle wind blow, like you, that was not Karanos, that was him, right? It's like, it's stuff like that where he sees you and he appreciates what you do, and he appreciates that you just recognize that he's there. He doesn't ask for much. He doesn't ask for anything really, but he appreciates a friend almost, you know, like it's less of a, you are my patron. You must do these deeds for me. It's more like a, thank you for recognizing that I exist. Thank you for devoting your acts to me in some way, shape or form. And thank you for just doing good work, you know? And then you guys play a game of solitaire. He puts out, he draws a card out, and he's just like...
The deck forms.
Yeah.
And I use my Gambit Battle Collider, my dual disc.
Yeah, dual disc, yeah. But, and the cards just magically move, and you just sit there before you come back. And
it's time to duel! Cut to just, like, sitting there just like...
Yeah, it's so quiet. Like
chain effect, chain effect, chain effect, chain effect, chain effect, trap card.
The air vents, like,
whoosh. Yeah.
It's quiet otherwise.
Definitely a huge thing.
Cool.
More time passes. Durgash, is there anything for you, like specifically in Dakra?
So specifically in Dakra, I'm wondering. I think that I'm gonna go and. Go to Big Jimbo and be like, all right, so you upgraded my... No, wait, you've got a broken arm. Never mind. This can wait. This can wait. I was going to see if you could upgrade my shield, but it's probably best if you heal a little bit first.
Yeah. The cleric's like, close the wound.
What are you doing here in your work? Why are you with your car? Go back to the med bay, dude.
No.
We've got stuff to heal you there.
With the car. The car. He flops. Ugh!
You're going to lose. If you're not careful, you're going to lose that arm. You're going to lose that arm.
I need like 5 minutes.
You see, he takes like a rag and some wax and tries to bump out the scratches on the car.
I punch a hole through it. It's not later. Med bay. Now we need you. We need you to be actually able to do things.
Okay. Guys. Guys, a little bit. You punch a hole in the chest.
Go.
Yeah, he walks.
We got the money. We got the supplies.
Fine, I'll get there in 5 minutes.
I feel like Durgash honestly is just like making sure that the ship is supplied enough to give everyone what they need, not only to just survive, mm-hmm. but to like, if we have access to Big Jimbo and if we get him everything that he needs, even if it's maybe not. I mean, it would be great if it's, like, high-quality materials and stuff like that. I mean, we're at this trading fucking port, basically, just getting all these different materials and stuff like that and repairs for the ship, too.
Do you want adequate, luxurious, or do you want, like top tier?
I feel like it wouldn't be luxurious, but it would be really good stuff. You know, like, very utilitarian.
So what you need.
Like
the
like
basics?
The top tier of the basics.
Like a high, it's not the base model Jeep, it is the
It's the 8 engineer. Yeah, yes. I got you.
Yeah.
I would say that would probably run you, because of all the discounts, like 20,000 credits, cool. Which is
we'll do that. We'll do that.
So you're able to.
Another thing that I think I personally was looking for is like, is there, just because of the state of magic, I don't think spell scrolls specifically exist.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if there's any sort of
data
equipment.
Pads. I picked up a couple of spell scroll data pads. Mm.
I was wondering if there's any sort of like equipment that could enhance my mobility. Like,
oh, yeah. Like armor stuff. Like magical item armor stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like textile. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, hold up, give me a second.
Hold.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me in just a luck check.
3.
At this moment in time, because of the attack, I think a lot of the they just left town.
Yeah.
They had a left, like the people that stay are the people that live in Dakra. So they know that right now it's a little too hot to be there, so they're gonna go. So there's not anyone really like that, you know. Like Jimbo can make stuff, but obviously he's out of commission right now.
Yeah. No,
but you definitely were able to get the materials that he would need to make it.
Yeah.
He just needs time. Yeah. But yeah.
Sick.
All right. Cool. All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Besides that, just sort of making sure the books meet. And then you said 20,000. 20,000. Perfect.
Yeah. Just for fuel, food, everything.
Yeah.
And that's more than enough, like very, and like a lot of it too, the people are just generous.
Yeah.
They just give it to you. Right. So as you guys make your final goodbyes, Blackbeard waves and then
brain blast. Sorry, off topic. Lilu is returned or like a shambling mound?
She is pure blood returned. So you guys are like halfway. So her whole thing is that she's not like a shambling mound, but like her whole thing is very rarely she's the lifeblood of Theros. Like she's a pure blood drop.
Right. I'm just wondering, does she have that feat to do with the lightning and healing from lightning?
No.
Fair enough. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Her magic comes from somewhere deep in the heart of Theros. But I will say, as you guys are making your waves and goodbyes.
Goodbye, Blackbeard.
You see, Blackbeard says, I'll see you later, dude. And he
Durgash is looking at that one fucking kid. You little shit. If you say that again, I will come back. I will destroy this town.
Wet biscuit Durgash. Oh, he's biscuit, so cool. Dude. He's wet biscuit Durgash.
You realize that it was just Blackbeard's son just being a little tiny kid. He picks him up. Oh, boy.
I'm going to kill your family.
That's my son. I'm so proud of him.
Kill your family.
Oh, the little troll's already getting people trolled.
Oh, dude, you're griefing people, dude. And then as you guys kind of make space travel, Lumos comes back. You're kind of taking a moment from healing Lilu.
Yeah, literally just 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Lilu's like, Lumos is like, I was running and I was searching through a bunch of data and articles about the Order of the Red Daughter. And I kept thinking, like, why? What do you have to do with it? What do we have to do with it? And I came across some ancient stuff. Way back in the Order of the Red Daughter, there was some kind of secret order formed within. It's not a subsect, they still follow, but they only... It's like an elite guard, almost.
All right.
And you'll notice that there are like some pictures. You can recognize Carcinan, you can recognize Moldova, but then you also recognize, and this is the one that he kind of was like, this is what I want to show you. It was a picture of them like in battle, like you see all of them, but then you also see Serenesis. But yeah. Serenesis has her eyes and they're like a draconic red.
Ooh.
Interesting. So they're just, but you see that as she carries these like weird, as she has wheels, these arm blades, she's like stabbing. It's like, it's almost like a, I would even say instead of a picture, it's more like a CCTV film video where it's like a group of people and just, and then you see Serenesis. She looks at the camera, pops it, static. And it goes, they're efficient. But if anything, this is her connection.
What are they not telling us? What did they not tell us? You know,
I don't know. A lot of it's surrounded by black tape and a lot of locks.
Yeah.
They keep this stuff up under wraps, and it's whatever it is, it sways. This is not the Serenesis that we know. There's something deeper going on with her.
Definitely not.
And
another thing for Lumos, they were very clearly after Lilu. And we're kind of going straight to them, and I don't want to go there without having said something about that first. And like, is there anything that we can do to keep her safe while we're here? Like, I don't know, some way to create some sanctuary, or if anything happens to us, like.
Well, the travel takes 4 days. 2 days are spent on
one day.
Travel takes
a day.
Travel
a
takes
day.
A day.
Sorry, healing takes 2 days. Traveling takes a day.
Yeah,
I could spend one of those days hollowing the ship. or hallowing, and make sure that, like, what are the effects here? Combined an extra effect. What is the primary effect? So first, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead can't enter the area, nor can such creatures charm, frighten, or possess creatures within it. Any charmed creatures, frightened, possessor by such a creature is no longer. You can exclude one or more of the types of creatures from this effect. Okay, maybe not. I don't know if they're in any.
I would.
Do you have like the? I don't know the.
Based on
forbiddance or something.
Based on Lilu's condition alone, moving her is highly risky.
Yeah.
What we can do is we can park far out in space, and you guys take Big Jimbo's car, or you take the Skeet Cruiser.
Thank you. I was so worried about taking Big Jimbo's car.
You take this. Big Jim goes, I'm good. Just give me five minutes. I'm good.
How's your arm? I pat the side of his arm. Oh, how's your arm? God. Oh yeah, that's God. What I thought. God. That's what I thought.
That
you're benched.
No, I'm good. Put me in, coach. Put me in. I'm good. Let me play. I'll just Uber drive. I'll just drive you off. I'm good. Skeeve goes.
He's our man in the chair.
Skeeve, a little bit more with more demeanor, is like, I will watch Lilu in the ship in Lumos, and we have a crew here now. So there's more people on board. There's more people that will see things and know things. I totally get it. Just do me a favor. If she comes at your throat, defend yourself.
Yeah.
I'll be so real right now. I've had so many jobs go sideways. And because
someone...
Are you
saying Serenice is my turn?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, we don't know what...
We don't know. I'm going to be so real. I don't know anything about this Path of Old Nyx. I don't know any of this stuff. Big Jimbo joined it because he was thirsty for Serenesis.
I mean, he also had that poster, right?
Yeah, because he... Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Poster. Like, he did it.
He was
it.
Into that because
he
of
was
Serenesis.
Into it. You know, so he's like, yeah. You all know? Right,
all right.
I mean, look at him. No, does he look like the magic type to you? You see him go...
Not really.
He has the hammer. Look! Check me out. Check me out.
Jimbo, please be careful. Well,
but
I
just
sure what else,
you know, like just be careful. I can.
Oh yeah,
I can wash this up now.
That's a promise.
Also, yeah. These people are not to be joked about.
And I give him a blue 2 Uno card.
He looks at it, takes appreciate it. He raises you. He gives you a green 3.
I put down a draw 2. A yellow draw 2.
He gets really... He cries a little bit. And he goes, come back to me. Gives a hug.
Skip.
And I bring him in. Skip you back to me. Reverse you back to me. Skip you back
reverse.
To me.
+4, +4. Uno.
And my last card's a wild card. I choose blue. And I win.
Instinctively goes for his pockets.
And when he goes to like draw those cards back out, like of his pocket, right?
I was going to pay money.
Gotcha. No, Skeeve. Your guns will do bad. Just fine.
Nods his head. There's just a
no,
moment.
No. I'm kidding, Skeeve. I'm kidding. Wait, nothing's on the table.
I'm so. Do you want him or not? No. Like, do you want? Okay.
No, it was cool the one time.
Oh, God.
I got used to him.
I already owed these to someone.
I felt
else.
Really bad about having them the whole time I did have them.
I owe these to a rat yours. On the ship.
I lost to a rat in a game of Go Fish.
Playing a game of crab.
You guys make your way to...
Dice.
You guys make your way to Phinaxim. Mm. As you pull up using the ski cruiser, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the sun blisters the ground... Harsh red sands burn through the skin like molten glass. The deep canyons like scars from a different age. Whatever was here, the bones are now all that remain. Terrifying metallic structures, rigid and exact, sprout like weeds within a field, all following suit of a single location. And as you kind of make it, Lumos is in the car with you, and he goes, that's where we need to go. And it is, he says, that's Susie Citadel. A conundrum of twisted earth and metal. Susie Citadel stands towering over a fort as it serves as the home and base of the Dragon Mother. Allegedly, According to the legends, I'm sorry, this is where she was led after being banished from Theros, that being Susie. Using her vile connection to dark magic, she and her dragon Tetsuya usurped the land's Nyx and wrought it to her own will. So this planet was not like this at all. She, like, using this, she basically ripped all the Nyx from the ground and, like, killed the planet in a single stroke and then imbued it into herself. Slaughtering hundreds of thousands of seconds, it was only due to an ingenious trick that a priestess of Krufix that Susie was bound to the planet. Now marooned, Susie had terraformed this planet to the twisted heap that is now the Citadel, with the Citadel at her epicenter. So, as this was all happening, she was rotting, like, one of the last things, like, a priestess of Krufix, like, blessed the ground or did something, like, reached out to Krufix, and Krufix, like, this was during the time where Chris was like, I'm going to help everybody in the galaxy and being like, and stretching himself thin. Mm-hmm. He goes, spreads, and basically does a little, like a little tiny trick where in the magic, this little thread, as Susie was trying to leave the planet with her dragon, she could not. And she was bound there. So she is very, so with all this in mind, you make your way to this castle, and before you even get there, you are met with an communication like, halt, state your purpose.
We're here to watch the trial.
There's a moment of silence.
We're here on behalf of Serenesis.
That name means nothing to us. Lumos goes, Sister Arachne, and they go, you may proceed. You make your way down. You notice that this place is not a city. It is a full military base outpost. It is a breeding ground of soldiers and warriors for the order. There's not much left of nature. It is twisted and barren like Theros, but instead of it being dead, it lives. Beating into the ground, thorns and dry whips.
Like a briar.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Like a behemoth dancing between death and the unknown, what is certain is the mere force that lives here. You also see, as you look around, like, the stuff that, like, you guys as warriors are kind of spooked at the stuff they do to train these people. They make it to where they go under excruciating tortures. You see that, like, we're talking, like, the people will be thorn whipping at the back as they kind of work and push. Fights happen. People that don't make it just get pushed to the side. There's no regard for anything, only to be brought back as their necromancer to relive this kind of pain again.
Seems like they only really respect strength.
The brutality of the order shown in full display like a painting. Legions of soldiers in formation, ships being repaired and rearmed. They all stand in the shadow of Susie Citadel. And so
is that dragon, is her dragon still on the planet?
The dragon, you don't know where it is, but you can probably imagine that enough,
if it is, it's
enough,
it's
time
old.
Enough time has passed to where it's either transcended a like its bones and it's just magic remains here.
Oh, okay, like a Dracolich,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Who so knows? Like it's less of a, this is a physical dragon here. It's like, no, this like thing has, because of how it's like coerced and mixed with not only magic of Susie, magic of Phanax, magic of this dragon, like just all into one. This elevated, it became an elevated being.
Not only that, but it'd be big.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
would
see it?
You could, no role required. It would be almost akin to like how fucking,
I was thinking like
the big
Elden
Kuna
Ring.
Was. Yeah.
How Dragon Lansax is like strewn about the city there. You've played Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Fam, I'm sorry. Play Elden Ring.
It's very true, but very much so. Like, you see that there are like wormlings that are around, but there's no one that is big enough for a dragon yet because you just don't like.
All right, fair enough.
You just don't see any. But as you are kind of going, they ask. They look at you. They don't, surprisingly, don't ask to strip you of your weapons. They don't. They're very much like, you're in our territory.
Mm-hmm. If we even try it.
If you try it.
Yeah.
It's not going to go well. As you kind of make your way into Susie's Citadel, you are met. What's up?
I want to send Phoebe to make friends with the wormlings, potentially. That does not sound like a good idea.
You go, Phoebe, you say, Phoebe, go make friends. Phoebe recoils and like,
all right. Never mind.
It's very much like,
I don't want to go.
Forget
anything.
Yeah.
The wormlings just given the stankiest side eye.
Yeah, for real.
Sons of guns.
You are met by Sister Moldova. She says, is this halfling woman? She says,
she's a halfling?
Yeah, she's a halfling.
Mm. Oh, so she's about my height.
Yeah, you guys see eye to eye. Says, welcome. I understand you're here to witness the trial. We only allow you outsiders in because you have some relationship to Sister Arachne. Understand, if any acts of insubordination perpetrate, they will not be allowed. You'll be put out fast and quick.
Understood.
Glory be to the Dragon Mother. Glory be to Susie. Welcome to Phanaxim. And you guys kind of walk. You are led into this, like, basically, like, military quarter bunk bed style. Just there, you find bare minimum things, right? These people, you know, it's like bed, amenities.
All you need, yeah.
Everything you need. Dragon Mother wishes to see you at the feast before the trial. She requests your presence. I expect you to be there. And she closes the store. And she goes, and what do you guys do? You guys are kind of like, there's this moment of privacy you guys are given, but understand, like, that you are for sticking your head in the
up the dragon's ass.
Yeah. Nope. I was going to say into like the mouth of an alligator.
Yeah.
The gaping.
You're right. The gaping hole.
Gaping huge hole.
Yep. That can close down real quickly on things.
I mean, what are alligators but land dragons?
That's right. Yeah, what are Komodo dragons then? Who knows?
Lizard dragons.
You're right. My bad. I didn't even think about it like that.
It's really simple when you say it.
There's a knock at the door.
Hello?
We're decent.
Opens the door. It's Serenesis. He goes, you know, there's a moment. She comes in. Tug both of you. Thank God you're here.
Yeah, thank God you're here. They haven't hurt you, it seems.
No. The whole thing, Order of the Child of the Dragon, is very prestigious. These things, it's a true test of warriors.
There's a lot of semantics going on here.
This is true.
I just feel like I've got my hands tied, yeah.
Well, understand, the Trial of the Dragon, the reason why it's important is you're effectively questioning the leadership of the Order.
Yeah.
You win, you become the Dragon Mother.
Yeah, so we actually, you know, before we get in, I mean, there were just a lot of things to sort of go over regarding what happened and where we are now.
You know,
what are your questions?
Do you got a question first?
It's just
I got a question.
Like, do you prefer to be called Serenesis? Yes. Or do you, okay. All right. That was my question.
Oh, okay. Cool. What is your relationship with the cult? Because as far as I know, like, you can't just be anyone and challenge the leadership and get the response that you did.
Dragon Mother can only be passed, that title can only be passed through mother and daughter or by Child of the Dragon. I somehow happen to be both.
Okay. Yes. Yep. You know, I kind of thought that. It crossed my mind. It crossed my mind.
So what you're telling me is your mom's a jerk, huh?
Well, my mother is the Dragon Mother.
Right.
I was born to her through the Dark Sacrifice. I grew up here.
What's the Dark Sacrifice?
So, I don't know if you know.
No.
But
don't.
You see a lot of wormlings around here, a lot of dragon wormlings. Every time you kill a wormling, your power gets increased tenfold.
That's cool.
I was born out of 100 of those.
Oh. Is that just anyone?
You killed 100 wormlings?
No. My mother killed 100 of them.
Mm.
understand that through the powers and dark magic, you can't access it immediately, but you excel faster and faster. I grew up here, learned everything. Sister Carsonan and Sister Moldova, they were part of the elite guard that I was the captain of.
How many wormlings do they have?
10.
Okay.
It perks of being the Dragon Mother's daughter. You kind of just let anything happen. They know that you are important. Something had happened. We were doing a routine siege on a planet, and I started looking around, seeing all this destruction, and I just didn't get it. What's the point of all this death and everything if there's no after? I mean, I visit these planets are beautiful, and I couldn't help but be like, am I going to turn them like how Phanaxim is? Is this even a righteous cause? And there was a turning point to where I decided no more. When your mother hears no more, does not help. I was flayed, scarred, my eyes were gouged out.
Damn.
That's really funny. Damn, can't watch porn anymore.
Oh god.
Mr. Hall puts like a 3 of diamonds somewhere on the floor in that barrack.
They threw me out in the cold depths of space and I thought I was dead. But it wasn't until the path that old Nyx had saved me. Krufix kept me alive somehow for some reason. And then I was found by just a small peddler of goods, nursed back to health. And he said it was out of the kindness of his heart. And then they found him and they flayed him, broke his bones, gouged his eye out, and threw him in the colds of space. I knew then that what I did was the right move, and the order is truly something terrible. So I bid my time, heard a Krufix. Then that's when I heard of you, and I met you all the way back in Theros. Waited there time and time until you came along. And here I am now.
Place 2 more cards.
What do you think they want with Lilu?
The idea of unifying all the magic and the, all the Nyx in the galaxy. You're handcrafting a nuke and just giving it to the people that want to blow up the world.
There's like for Susie absorbed the power of the planet, and we've gone around collecting the power of the other planets.
Yeah. What would you do as the Dragon Mother?
That's the thing. Here's our options. I go.
What's the best case scenario here?
I don't know.
I asked the last question.
Sorry. You're good. I place another card.
The silent whisper of, no, it's okay.
careless whispers.
The best case scenario, I don't know, destroy this place, but I don't even think that's possible. The Order has survived a lot. This Order is hundreds of years old. If I became Dragon Mother, I would be bound here, and I'd be stuck here, but I could stall the Order for a bit. Until someone invokes a trial by the dragon again. And they have to take me on. We could also just escape here. But that means the Order would also just keep coming after us.
Hold.
I only invoke this because if we win, if I win, I can't guarantee I'll be the same anymore. There's a transfer that happens upon the death of the Dragon Mother, where the entire planet and all its vile and hatred gets imbued into one person. Even though I'm bound here, I can't guarantee, like I said, I can only, maybe I can stall by the grace of Krufix.
I play one of the last cards around the room, and a makeshift teleportation circle is ready. And then I ask, so where do we find the Nyx of this planet?
Dragon Mother.
What if we all invoke the trial? Is that possible?
Your claim has to stand. As of right now, you guys are outsiders. The only reason why I even had a chance was because I was the daughter. Excommunicated or not, blood is blood here.
Fair. Would you? Is it possible that you're able to transfer that hatred and energy and like let Lilu absorb that? I don't know if that's a thing, really.
I don't know, and that's dangerous. You're asking me to inject pure poison into her veins.
True.
That's the issue.
How do we separate the hatred? How do we separate the poison from the good stuff and get what we need while we're here?
That's what I was conditioning Lilu for. Lilu knew. And Lilu was prepared for it. Originally, I wanted this place to be last, but after everything on Dakra, I couldn't risk it. If they got Lilu, that's it. Two planets, that's already more than enough to wipe out this galaxy.
So we have to do something. We're going to be with... Well, I guess we've been summoned to see your mother.
Does the Skeet Cruiser also have a teleportation circle in it?
It does.
Okay, cool.
And so if we need to get Lilu here for something quick and greasy, that's... But that's a major risk.
That's a major risk.
It's not something that I'd want to entertain until we know that she wins.
At best, it's a quick getaway, and they keep chasing us.
I was fortunate enough... We were fortunate enough for them to not understand what you guys are.
Agreed.
If you open and expose your hand like that, and they figure it out, then they will forget everything, and they will just come after you.
I don't know.
I'm at a place of like, what do we have to lose? We're here.
I'm just like, what? How much sway does the Dragon Mother actually have here? Can she make these decrees? Dictations? Can she?
She can.
She can.
Dragon Mother. Word is law.
That influence of Nyx.
Not only the influence of Nyx on this planet, but the only time that she can leave is if she sets out on a conquest, and she conquers a planet. That is the only time that she can leave. And her word is, like I said, her word is law. If I become Dragon Mother and somehow I'm able to separate that hatred and everything, I can stall them long enough. Yeah, they'll get hungry, they'll get restless, I don't care. Then they'll invoke a trial by the dragon, trial of the dragon, and I'll fight them. And if I die, I die, but I die knowing that I accomplished my mission.
If you become the Dragon Mother, could we invoke the trial? I'm not sure if it's like a battle to the death.
It is.
Kind of
it's
thing.
A battle to the death.
All right. Well, that's out the window.
I mean, technically, we could get inducted into the
right, but then we'd have to fight Serenesis.
Well, we might.
I mean, we've taken on a couple oaths. Why don't we take on the oath and then? I don't know if that would give us any more sway to like invoke the trial, though. It's just daughter.
I more than anything, I just wouldn't. I know that there's a lot of things in the air.
Yeah.
And this goes for all of us. Let's not downplay the power of
friendship.
Our bonds.
That's right.
Of our bonds. We're here. Like you don't have to take on that hatred alone.
Yeah.
There's a soft smile Perhaps you're right. All I know, though, is whatever we're doing, whatever choice, not all of them are great. But if I can even resemble a fraction of the views and enlightenment that I have now, then I can hold it off.
Yeah. Lord knows I'm able to take quite a bit of hatred and like sort of pulls a bit down, and you can see there's maybe a little bit of a peculiar scarring from the transformation that had happened on the top of the mountain in Theros. A bit of red skin and scarring that almost looks like infernal text almost.
Okay. Mr. Hall begins to play just a game of solitaire, and he's contemplating whether or not something like protection from good and evil might help with that process and not necessarily be considered meddlesome by the order.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to search his mind for any option that could
go ahead and make a arcana check.
That's a good question. Just like,
because protection from good and evil, that's actually, I don't know, it's in the name of the spell.
How can we help here?
17.
Answering your question
guidance.
First.
I'm gonna add guidance to that.
The best thing that you can do is ensure no foul play is involved. Understand this is there's a lot of semantics like you said, but I've been gone for so long. I don't know how they act anymore. I understand there are rules, but I was literally in an elite guard that broke the rules. So if as long as you guys can ensure that this trial is fair, that's all you can do. And then, of course, be there. If I win, I have to take on the literal hate of the world. And I wouldn't mind having you guys there.
21 for the Arcana check total.
You feel a gentle breeze again. The same breeze that pushed to the side. You know that they're watching. Though this magic here is very strong, stuff slips through the cracks.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
That is what...
No, I think he picks up what he needs. He learns what he needs, and he's going to make sure that he's actually going to let go of the... Yeah, he's going to let go of the shield spell, mm-hmm. and... what's it called? Prepare protection from good and evil.
Very good.
As prepped for that.
She says, I hope to see you tonight. Well, I will see you tonight.
None of us have a choice in it.
Yeah. Do you see that as she leaves, she drops off these like ceremonial robes? You'll have to wear these.
Are we allowed to maybe give you a gift?
Sure.
I give her a coin.
She takes it. She thanks in kind.
A glyph.
I give her my crowbar.
You give her a crowbar?
I need this.
That's awesome.
Here? I need this here? Where did you pull this out of?
You'll need it. Just trust me. You're going to need this.
There's a level of thanks.
That coin has a silvery barbs spell in it. Mm-hmm.
Like you'll see the tip here. Smart. It has two silvery barbs.
You're picking up what I'm throwing down. Yeah. With that 21, I'll say. Small magic. Tiny things like silvery barbs. Anything beyond the third level or second level, actually.
The glyph itself is third level.
Okay, then I'll say third.
Okay.
Anything beyond a third, they'll be caught.
Understood.
So, tiny things, small through the cracks. But yeah, time passes and... you guys put on these ceremonial robes. You see it's very, like, drapey. You know, very, like...
ornate?
Yeah. They're ornate inlaid. You see that it tells a story of, like... it's kind of messed up. In the inlay, it tells a story about, like, a famous battle where they, like, splice off the head of a monster. And then they conquer the planet and then... conquer regions and destroy it and then leave. You know, okay. It's... yeah.
As you kind of put conquer,
on, Tales of Conquest.
Yeah.
You are met in the Great Hall of Susie Citadel as this happens. It's a big open area, mm-hmm. where there's tables strung about. You see that high-ranking officials like Sister Karsana, Sister Moldova, and others, generals, they're all there as they eat. There's no sense of like, here's the rich people. It's like, no, like the only people here are like the high generals and stuff like that, you know? As you are fed, as
I
you sit down.
My robes.
Yeah. The Dragon Mother greets you. I appear we have guests.
Good evening.
I am Mother Etheria.
Phoebe, like, lowers her head.
I appreciate you having the audience with me. I understand that your colleagues, arms brothers, arms sisters, with my dear Arachne. For that, I grant you this meal. And my thank you for returning her to us. As there's just like this buffet that's laid out, you guys are sitting down and eating. Stories are exchanged, you hear. There's also just a lot of commotion and whisper, like, because it's very, like, Dragon Mother Theory is not showing it, but there's a lot of commotion, like, holy shit, like, she's back, like, we exiled her, we thought she was dead, she lives, the stories about the wormlings are true and everything like that, and just, like, the idea of coming back from death and all that, and there's just, like, a sit and eat, until... Sister Karsanan goes, so tell me, big one over there, you see that her arm is now a mechanical skeletal limb. You always do that to your foes? She waves her hand. Her
just mechanic. The ones I like.
There's a snicker, like a snicker of like, I don't know.
Like to throw off very tall places.
I gotta hand it to you. This would be a great story. You know, when I rip out your tongue, I don't... Anyway, so this chicken, right? And everyone starts talking again. But there's a steely look that Sister Karsanan gives to you.
I just give one of those... You attacked me. What?
Bish, where? Bish, where?
As all this happens, people are exchanging stories until there's a toast. I would like... to propose a toast before the event tomorrow. I wish to toast Susie, of course. Everyone's like, yes, of course. My daughter and these fine gentlemen here. To you, we thank you. And we hope that you understand where we are doing. And you imbibe. Go ahead and give me a constitution check.
Mm-hmm. Con check.
Con save, I'm so sorry.
Con
you're,
save.
You're right, you're right.
17, 23.
You guys sit back, it's strong. Whatever this is, it's strong. It knocks you on your ass, and you...
I'm waiting for the butt. 23.
Huh? Well, like... You're fine. Okay. You're not poisoned. It's not a poisoning agent. You don't like, but with that, it's just you start to experience like hallucinations and severity. So yours are very light. They're very like, oh, like cool little like spitty things, right?
Slight visuals.
I
drank yours, the same amount, yeah, but yours I'm half is a, the size.
Oh, yeah, God. Yours I'm is a half little bit harder. And you start tripping a little bit harder. You still have the slurred speech. It's time.
Oh, Phoebe, I love you so much.
He's tweaking.
Sweet little Phoebe. Oh, my goodness.
You see that people start to chuckle. You start to realize, like, they...
Who's a good dragon?
You're my good dragon. Sister Karsana is like, oh, can't handle Fanax some liquor, huh? As you start, they start, like, laughing.
Give me another
cup. And there's a moment where Karsana looks at you and said... And she looks at she sees that you're not faded. She says, right now, let's go. And she pours down. There's a table in the middle. Now everyone starts getting a little more rowdy. And they put a table in the middle. And there's two shots here and here. And they get like more Phenaxum liquor. And this one's a little bit acidic.
Give me a shot. Give me another.
I think it would be funny to include them just as a joke.
Fine by me. Two more. You see Sister Moldova also comes up. She's also slurring her words a little bit.
I swear to fucking God. Moldova.
Try me, bitch.
Oh, bitch. It's on.
But with that, just roll first round. Cod saves. Let's see it.
24.
She got a natural 20 plus 10.
Sheesh.
So she's like, she takes it.
God damn.
You take it. And you're fine. She's just more. She's like. And then what did you get?
I got a 2 plus 5. Or sorry, plus 7 is 9.
Let's see what she gets. You got a 9?
Yeah.
She got a 5. Hey, yeah, you guys are tripping.
You're going down. You're
slurring some more.
It was a good little dragon.
It tastes not good, but it's strong as hell. this
That's
next one.
Good.
Next one, up again.
Is it a saving throw?
Yeah, con saves.
So this is a funny one because...
How bad do you want this, David?
Oh, I'm going to get it. Okay, but I'm going to use my portent. So I rolled a 2. I'm going to change that to an 8, so it's now a 15.
15?
But I also need to make another saving throw.
Oh, for your indigestion?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, no, I beat it. 14 plus 7.
She rolled a 7 plus 10 is 17. So she's feeling it a little bit, and so are you now.
Yeah.
The speech is a little bit coming out. This is a mighty warriors that can be bred out of Theros.
Good luck breeding this.
Whoa.
Bitch, baby. Whoa. Bring on the liquor.
What? I know. What did you have?
I had a 9 plus 7, 15. 9
plus 7, 15? Okay.
Or, sorry, 16.
16?
That wasn't a shit.
Second wind swing
that
for both of
you. That shot was diluted. Who did that?
Second wind swing for both of you. You guys are like, I'm good. I'm good. Puking rally.
I don't
know. No, puking doesn't count. Puking, you're out.
I don't puke.
Oh, you didn't puke?
If I get 10 or lower, I will accept puking.
She rolled an 18. You rolled a 16?
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are still toe for toe. All right. You guys are still toe, but you guys are also getting progressively
who's diluted by shots? What the heck?
But now you guys are slurring. Here we go. You have two more. She is like beating you, but
is this like I'm guessing the save's going up a little bit.
Save's too. Going up little by little.
Ooh.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Okay, that is an 18.
18?
18. Do you got anything for me?
How bad do you want it? Is the question, right? Cuz it's a saving throw.
I'm letting you know right now. You have to make 20.
So you didn't make it. This is like a costly ability.
I
don't know exactly how much this
matters.
I got
one thing that I can use first.
Okay.
I'm going to use my Indomitable.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Fire.
Okay, that does it. I got a synthetic 20.
There we go.
On the dot.
Good,
bro. On the fucking dot.
You go a little... everyone goes
I'm good.
Everyone jeers a little bit.
Woo, just slaps myself.
Slaps himself.
Durgash, he's our man.
You're like
he
looking,
can't do
you're
it.
Like, dude, Big Jimbo's here behind. His arms like flailing like this as he's flossing with his broken arm.
Big Jimbo's flossing?
No, he's hallucinating.
Oh,
Big Jimbo. Dab on the haters, Jimbo.
Dab on the broken head.
Dab on the haters. His arm's not supposed to be like that. Another.
Maldova's just like, Carson's just like, yeah, let's do it.
I got 11.
You got 11?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I'm barely hanging out.
Let's see what she gets.
Mar.
She fucking yaks.
Oh,
you
got
it,
bitch.
Let's see if I beat her.
Get out of here, bitch.
Yeah, but you are like in a different plane. You're like, dude, there's so many flowers. It's so nice on a beach.
Phoebe, why are you doing frolicking in the flowers?
Phoebe also starts flossing.
Phoebe, get it, Phoebe. Yeah.
I could use a little guidance right now, buddy.
I slap you on the ass. Guidance, baby.
This is the last one.
You could add a D4. Here we go.
A D4 might not cut it.
No. There's a reaction thing that we can add to it in a second, but
okay,
we got to find out if you make it.
That is a 19.
19?
Oh, man.
with a 12, Carsonon throws up.
I think she throws up, and then I'm like, yes, I win. I have bested you. I have lasted longer.
You notice that the last drink was so strong, it burned a hole through the fucking, like, crowd.
Oh, ouch. My God. It's just, like, pure acid.
Yeah, pure acid.
Oh, my God.
It's so so fermented in this shitty earth. It's just, like...
It's like balsamic vinegar at this rate.
I got a 19, just to...
Yeah. She just puked.
I got a 24.
She puked more than you did.
You got a 24?
Last one, 17 plus 7 is 24.
Holy fuck. Well, I mean, you... Like,
oh my, you guys are so silly. And then I pass out on the table.
Yeah, just everyone passed out. There's a lot of tears to be had. But you just like, you did beat Moldova though.
It's literally like three Phoebes flying above me.
Yeah.
In a circle. How did cuckoo Moldova birds.
Huh?
How did Moldova fare?
Oh, Moldova, she was out first.
She was out first.
Okay, Moldova
first. She rolled a 2 and she does not have good con. So yeah, so she like ate it.
Poor lad.
But as this all...
Post-vom burps.
The night kind of settles down. Surprisingly, they are very courteous to you. Amidst the wardings, they're still, you know, still very good. The morning next comes. The dawn arises. You see that servants have drawn hot bath for you guys. As you guys bathe and kind of tend to your wounds. Go ahead and just roll me one last con check. Con save.
Natural 20.
16.
You're fine. You puked it all up, and you're just, you know what? That's probably the blessing.
Natural 20?
What? Yeah, you're not hungover.
Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
I think it was the throwing up.
I thought you were saying that.
No. Like, more so like.
You're able to purge.
I had a very long morning poop.
Yes. You know? A very long morning poop that was blessed by the gods. Oh, you feel the gentle wind breeze.
Oh, man. My nether region needed that breeze. I play solitaire while I'm pooping. Yeah.
And you just feel fine.
I got a 16.
You feel okay. You're like, all right, I'm here, you know. But the morning comes. You guys are kind of gifted with this ceremonial armor. You guys, it's kind of like, pauldrons, epaulets, things that you can put over the normal stuff that you wear, but it's like more semantics. Like you wear this because you're the guest or whatever.
All right.
You see that it's inlaid with like webs and stuff, and you see.
Wow,
like,
this is so silky. It's like so light on like me, but it keeps like me so warm.
There's like a head crown that you wear.
Ooh.
Head crown that you wear that has like fangs at the top.
Yeah,
and you hear like jeering, like a lot of jeering and cheering.
I'd like to meet the textile workers here.
As you finally...
Oh, shit.
...make it. Standing over the cliff, surrounded by lava, you see that the center where you guys once ate is terraformed out now to this actual arena.
Oh, sick.
You see people on the sides jeering and cheering, and they all just, like, are looking, looking on, and seeing all of this. And hold up, I'm pulling.
I gotta say, that portent, not a spell, and I got some stellar fucking rolls.
That's good.
Great. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Drums beat like a dragon. Priests is chanting under this crimson sky as the lava churns. Two warriors enter, painted in ceremonial rites. Serenesis. Once again, looking unrecognizable to you all as she enters. The head priestess now... Hold on, let me pull this up on my... Beep, 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 beep.
Livin' La Vida Loca?
Yep.
Wow.
I love just the idea that something's going to happen on the battlefield. And
Durgesh knows.
And not that Durgesh knows, it's just like... Far off in the distance, Durgesh just starts throwing up.
Yeah, just
fails indigestion by accident. Damn.
As this happens.
Man, why'd you have to vomit into the lava? Now it smells everywhere.
Oh, it's just burning up. Ugh.
Sorry.
Yo, is that like molten vom? Whoa.
No, oh my god. No, I just realized. No, we're good. We're good.
It already smells like sulfur. Now it smells like stomach acid, too.
Beat like the dragon. Priestesses chanting under a crimson sky. Two warriors entered in ceremonial rites. Serenesis, once again, looking unrecognizable to you all. As she looks unrecognizable to you all.
Aw, snap.
As she enters. The head priestess now announcing her. Huge, you know, huge headdress. So long. But a name you do not recognize. Ex-sister Arachne. Weaver of the Damned. Famed Fang of Phanaxim. And this is the one that gets you. Regicide of Theros. Blood daughter to Etheria challenges our dragon mother. And as that happens. As that happens. Once again. Another warrior enters. Also sporting robes and sporting ceremonial rites and everything. Our dragon mother.
The dragon mommy.
Destroyer of planets, conqueror supreme, and the undying flame. Etheria, for the right of dragon mother, may the victor lead us into riches everlasting. And then there is a silence as the drums and the chanting stop.
Dude, she kind of bad.
As those drums start to thump, Mr. Hall goes through more or less like a flashback, remembering faces.
So,
and things.
Go
said.
Ahead and give me a history check with advantage here.
Gonna spend a sorcery point to reroll.
Spend that.
You can also use your favor by the gods. No, don't risk it, because this is your god just like helping you remember.
All right.
And
okay, so the guy favored gives me 3. Then I rolled 16 on both dice this time instead. So, history check.
Mm-hmm.
16 plus 1 plus 3. 20. Combo 20.
With a combo 20, you're taken back to this battle, to this fight.
Snap back.
War is raging around you as... like blaster fire hits, people are dying and falling to your left and right. You see soldiers, more these foot-like soldiers, less of the black covert ops that you face against of the Red Daughter, but you're cleaving them down left and right, throwing cards. You see Mr. Yarrow shooting these people. You see, oh my god, what is her name again?
Mrs. Makami.
Yeah, Mrs. Makami. She is throwing you cards for you to throw, as she also has her own gun. She's also shooting. In this battle, in this time. But as the war gets grim, you remember once again the feeling of steel in your back, but
shot clean through the chest.
Mm-hmm. As it goes, and it finds its purchase, but you look, and it clicks in your head, like, you don't feel a hilt of a blade, but you feel a fist. And as you look down, instead of cold steel, it's this red plasma blade. As you reveal, and as your eyes kind of like dwindle up, you see the same red dragon eyes and the white hair that flows. And you see Sister Arachne goes, "He's done," and move on. But
before
there's a moment,
the vision cuts out, I'm reaching up at something. Something unknown.
She goes, as you kind of, before you cut out your reach, but you also recognize there's a silence. The vision, and this is where kind of your god just kind of has that little bit of influence. You see a little bit beyond your death. You see your body on the floor, but you look and see Serenisa. She looks around, and she's like, she hangs her head low, shakes her head.
The winds of change.
Moving out. And she walks. And that's where we're going to end our session.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Dear Spirits, if you like the show, please like, subscribe, listen to us. We appreciate it. Where can they find us, Paul?
You're going to be looking on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Official Fun Show. On YouTube, there's spaces in between those words if you want to search it up. We got some cool stuff. Check out our live stream. Check out our hands. Check. Don't catch these hands. Just check them out.
Check them out.
That's right.
Yuzu. We appreciate it.
Also. Thanks for watching, fam.
Durgash, David. biscuit thrower. Can you throw us out one more biscuit one more time to end us
off? Just one soggy biscuit.
Just one soggy biscuit to end it out.
Just to wrap it up in a soggy biscuit.
Or better, can you activate the glizzy overdrive?
Now that I can do.
All right. See you next time.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for 100 hot dogs. Activating glizzy overdrive.
Whoa.